Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, close your eyes, and take a moment for yourself. Oh, how I love sonnets. What's not to love? Says it all in just 14 lines. Fits like a glove. From Shakespeare to Keats and Robert Frost to contemporary poets, the sonnet remains popular because it has a great adaptability. In only 14 lines, it enables a poet to express a thought or idea, as well as explore intense feelings. So may this selection of sonnets offer you the same opportunity to look within and contemplate how you see yourself in relation to the world around you, and to connect more deeply with your intellect, your imagination, and your emotions. Enjoy. Our bodies are democracies. Scan your body, head to toe. See all you've got. Perhaps a handsome face, a graceful neck. What's choice from all the rest? Retrace your steps. Give equal time to what your eyes forgot. All just as worthy to be caressed and kissed. Why then do we contend with comparison to others when we strip down in those public dressing rooms? Or let our eyes deceive us when we take our baths and showers by mirrors that leave our self-esteem in ruins? And when we glimpse that sideward glance of him or her, we can't help that our eyes are first drawn toward toned abdomens, what's dangling, firmer breasts and bottoms, each unique and mostly by a higher power predetermined. Just like our fingerprints, no one else has got them. So let's take pride in our Creator's handiwork and skill. If we can't love ourselves just as we are, who will? An unobstructed view. Too soon did I sing along to that sad melody. You're not the woman that you used to be. Burned by the one I trusted, by her betrayal, kicking myself for having been such a fool. What choice did I have at the break of morn but get used to the taste of bitterness and scorn? Though not before shedding tears that never seemed to end, when I had my heart broken once again. But what no sad song or heartbreak could prepare me for was to spot her from a distance would have in store. Even more than foreign is a face so plain, an unimaginable stranger, her once seductive frame. With an unobstructed view, the truth is shown. What was it drew me to you? This chills me to the bone. as this oasis of poetry and music offered you some tranquility? I sure hope so. Self-care matters because you matter. And you can reclaim a sense of peace and quiet, freedom from an over-busy or troubled mind, anytime you like. Just stop. Pause. Close your eyes. And when you open them again, re-engage with life on your terms. Last but not least, here's a sonnet about sonnets. Oh, how I love sonnets. What's not to love? Says it all in just 14 lines. Fits like a glove. Specifies structure, rhythm, meter, and rhyme, yet still sets you free to color outside of the lines. Begins the perfect suitor, courts, wines, and dines. Honest at first, shows its cards, dressed to the nines. You can't be fooled by good looks, though. Psst, it's a disguise. Once settled in and your guards down, then out of nowhere, surprise! This sonneteer can assure you there's nothing to fear. There's no danger that's lurking. You won't lose control as it veers. Have some fun. It's a twista. You turn your point of view. Whether that's how they get ya, when you think you're all through. The end justifying the means by startling you. Oh wow, I love sonnets. What's not to love? Don't you? Know someone who's just like you, who might enjoy an escape to the oasis? Pass it on. Until next time, peace.